Thanks for joining me for another audio-guided prayer. Today's prayer uses the one-hour prayer cycle with 12 different parts. And today, the prayer is based on Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, which I'll read right now. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." Let's begin our time of prayer with praise. Lord, you are high and exalted, seated on a throne. And we join our voices and our prayers with the greatest of angels, the seraphim, whose very name means the burning ones, that they are continually burning before your throne with a passion to worship you and to serve you, each having six wings. And in reverence, they cover their faces. And in humility, they cover their bodies. And they are always flying in constant motion, joyfully waiting to do your will at any moment, never growing tired of their worship. Holy, holy, holy. The seraphim proclaim that you are perfectly holy, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord Almighty. With this vision in mind, we join with the angels to praise you, God, mindful of the ways that you are holy, set apart from and greater than anything else in all creation. We praise you. The whole earth is full of your glory. And if the whole earth is full of your glory, Lord, then this room is full of your glory. And so I pause now, waiting to recognize your presence with me right now, recognizing that even now I sit in the midst of your glory. In the presence of your glory, Lord, Isaiah is overcome by his sin and brokenness. I cry out with Isaiah, woe to me, I am ruined. For in your presence I recognize that I too am broken. I recognize the fullness of my sin, that I am a person with unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips. And in the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy One, the Son of God, I have seen the Lord Almighty. And so now I confess my imperfections, my mistakes, my wrongdoings, asking for your forgiveness. Trusting in your love and grace, I confess my sin to you. The next part of our prayer is praying with the scripture. So we're going to use the Song of the Seraphim to guide our prayer. I encourage you during this time to take deep breaths. As you breathe in, we will pray the words, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And as you breathe out, we'll pray the words, "The whole earth is full of your glory." I will guide you the first few times, and then you continue on your own until this section is complete. Take a deep breath in. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And breathe out. "The whole earth is full of your glory." "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of your glory." "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of your glory." Lord, in this time of watching, I pray that you would make me mindful of issues that need prayer. I pray that you would bring to my mind specific circumstances as I pray for the needs of others and as I look to pray for my own needs as well. Holy Spirit, would you guide me during this time? Now, Lord, I lift up the concerns of my family, friends, and neighbors, the concerns of the surrounding communities, this nation, and our world. confident that you know my greatest concerns even before I name them. Lord, I bring my own needs to you. Lord, you call me to give thanks in all circumstances. And so now I give thanks for the obvious blessings in my life, and I give thanks for the struggles as well, knowing that you are at work in both. Lord, I lift my heart to you using the words of this famous ancient hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, holy.
For the meditation section of today's prayer, we're going to think deeply about the word holy, and we're going to consider what it means and how it's used in Scripture. The most basic definition of holy is other or different, meaning that when the Scriptures call God holy, it means that He is altogether different from everything else in creation. When the Scriptures call God holy, it means that He is worthy of worship. Another meaning for the word holy is to be set apart for God. And so people can be holy, or things can be holy, like a dish or a lampstand used in temple worship. It means to be set apart or different from the other things that are like it in order to be exclusively used for God. People can be holy, set apart for the work that God has called us to do. Another definition of holy means to be pure, sinless, upright. And so to be set apart for God's work is to be pure. Psalm 96 says, "Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth." God said to the Israelites, "I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Speaking about the church, the people of God, Paul writes, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." Paul writes, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Isaiah writes that the Lord is the one who is high and lifted up, the one who inhabits eternity, the one whose name is holy. And the Lord says, "I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with the one who's humble and lowly. I revive the spirit of the humble, and I revive the heart of the lowly." In the book of Revelation, the angels that surround the throne of God sing a similar song than what we find in Isaiah. When they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And now, Lord, as my prayer begins to come to a close, I listen. I ask you for your guidance as I try to merge what I've read, or prayed, sung, or thought. And I listen for how you might bring it all together. Guide me during this time, I pray. Finally, Lord, with a holy imagination, I reflect on the words of this scripture one last time, And I imagine what it's like to stand in your presence, surrounded by the angels, each with six wings. With two wings, they cover their faces. With two wings, they cover their feet. And with two, they are flying, and they call to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." Humble me in the light of your glory. I praise you, for you are holy, and in Christ you have set me apart for your good work and have called me holy as well. Amen. Let it be so. I'll close our time with this reminder. Isaiah was called to speak the word of God to the people, but he was told that the people would not believe. But this was part of God's plan to draw those people back into communion with him. God did not abandon his unfaithful people, but instead made a way to restore them. Remember that you were created for communion with God, and though sin broke that communion, Jesus, the Son of God, restored that communion through his death and resurrection, and the Holy Spirit continually invites you to experience that communion day after day. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.